This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
We are friends.
Wait a minute, what are we playing that for? Listen, we agree to disagree all the time.
You know what? Shut up.
There's no animosity. I just can't help. Like, dog, sometimes I just vibrate on a high level some days. You know what I mean?
Yep,
it's just like
right.
That.
I'm going to steal that line when I'm telling you that Jalen is the seventh best quarterback.
Yeah, we're just vibrating on a higher frequency.
I'm just saying.
Sorry, guys. I'm vibrating on a different level than you guys.
I'm just saying.
Different frequency.
Yeah, by that, you mean you're stoned.
He's broken. Yeah.
I resent that. Yeah, don't get stoned at work.
Not afterward. That's a whole different story. All right. We'll get to you people coming up, and we still have a chance. You still have a chance to qualify for the Midday Show Fantasy League. We'll pick a name at random from the qualifiers today. Hugh Douglas trivia has been the theme of today. I would say for the most part, the audience has done pretty well. Again, the guy, and love Mike from Conshohocken. But
you said Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston in 2000. Yeah. Hugh did not sack Jameis Winston.
All-time bad answer.
Jameis Winston was 5 when Hugh had that sack on. By the way, it was Sean King was the answer. All right. But Hugh, before we get back to the phones here and you people, I feel like there's a huge NFL story that is just not being talked about a lot.
It's right there under the surface.
It's under the surface. Matthew Stafford, and I would think before we get into this, if you were to make a list of the biggest threats to the Eagles in the NFC, right?
Probably the Rams.
The Rams are near the top, right? You have the Commanders, maybe. We'll see if they do it again. The Lions, for sure. You could probably pick out a couple others you think might be decent, but the Rams, they were the team last year in the postseason that gave the Eagles the biggest trouble. Young defense, they've got some players, right? They add Devontae Adams to what they have with Puka Nacua. They've got a lot. Matthew Stafford hasn't practiced this entire training camp.
Nah.
He has a back issue. He needed an epidural. Now, they kept saying week to week, and McVay was saying if he had to play in a game, not a big deal. Like, they were downplaying this. But they said over the weekend that this week was the week he was going to practice.
Yeah.
No practice yesterday, and according to reporters out there, he is not on the start on the field for the start of practice today. It feels like they've got a problem out there.
It feels like – no, I think I saw the story when they were talking about it. They're not too concerned about it right now, though.
But all right, so
which is crazy.
Right, if Jalen Hurts hadn't practiced the entire training camp, would we not be concerned?
Well, that's us.
Right. Well, but McVay's saying he's not concerned. I don't buy it.
I think, and when you talk about a quarterback, Jalen's still a fairly young quarterback.
Right. McVay,
in the NFL.
Stafford's 37.
So it's different, Joe. It's different in the sense that it kind of reminds, remember when Brett Favre was on his last leg and he was in the Jets and then he went to Minnesota and, you know, he was out there doing Brett Favre things. I kind of feel like Matt Stafford's in that realm, as far as, oh, he'll be all right. He's Matt. He's seen a lot of football, so he'll be okay. When Jalen gets to that age and that old, he'll probably be looked at in the same way.
So he's tough, and if he could play, he'll play. I just wonder how effective he's going to be. And part of this reminds me, too, this is how Tony Romo's career ended. Remember, Romo had the back injury.
Tidy back.
Bad back in 2016.
And I don't think the Rams did – they didn't do a good job of finding his replacement, did they? Who was the replacement?
Well, they don't have one, but his backup is Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like you, they didn't go in the draft.
No. Yeah, they have a veteran as a backup.
Yeah.
So it
might be Jimmy's team.
It might be. It reminds me of the Romo thing. And they kept saying, Romo's fine. And then Dak took over. And Romo never played again.
Never played again.
And it was over. I saw this quote. McVay yesterday was asked if surgery has been ruled out as a possible treatment for Stafford's back. Now, you would think the answer would be yes, right? Doesn't need surgery.
He was vague.
Here's what he said. Quote, "That hasn't been a conversation that we've had. I haven't gone down that road yet in terms of those type of conversations. That hasn't been something that comes up yet." It doesn't sound good.
Well, it sounds like as we get close to the season, they might start considering that.
Yeah,
When you talk about how much time he's missed and, you know, that – you still got to get up to speed. You got to get up to speed with the team.
Sure.
And everything. So, yeah, there's that. You got to get your timing down and everything. So, yeah, it's probably going to be one of those things. It's going to probably ramp up this week.
It's a huge factor in the NFC. I mean, if he's not healthy and he can't play, I've always thought Garoppolo's decent, but he's not Stafford.
He's not that.
And he's older now. He's not even what he probably was 4 or 5 years ago. So, it's a huge story and it impacts the Eagles. And they play the Rams in Week 3. So, that's a huge game that looked like a
challenging
game.
So, with that one on the calendar, that might be a dub.
If he's not playing, it certainly feels more likely to be a dub. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. Julio is in Wilmington. Hey, Julio.
Julio.
Yeah, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Julio?
Hey. Turn that phone down. Turn that thing down.
I have to comment on this, brother. Love your insight. You're one of my favorite voices on radio. I'm just trying to understand. Can you just enlighten us on what you think we're missing when you say that Howie injected himself into the fabric of this team and the culture?
I thought I did a great job explaining, but I will do it again. Remember when Howie, when were you here during the Chip Kelly era?
Yeah.
And you remember when there were some reports that they put Howie in the closet where he took a back seat to Chip Kelly, and Chip Kelly kind of ran the team?
Sure.
And when Howie came back, Howie became more of a guy that was at the forefront of the Eagles organization.
Yeah.
So that's basically what I was saying. And that's how he injected himself. He put himself in a position where that would never happen to him again.
So you don't think that was earned, though? You don't think he
I never said that it wasn't earned. I said he put himself. I never said if it was a good or a bad thing. I said that's what he did. I said that when I was going to the stadium yesterday or the other day, that I just found it ironic that he was mentioned in the same breath as some of the players that were out there on the field. I never said if it was a good or a bad thing. I said that he put himself in position so that he became relevant, so he would never become irrelevant.
I got you. I think us as fans and the media who recognizes his work, I think did that. It would have been different if he's kind of like representing himself and saying what you're saying. But the fans, the team, the media, people on the outside of Howie himself, we're the ones, putting him on that forefront that you're saying. I think he's a part of the framework of the culture, because he's the one putting the personnel for these teams to be successful. Can we agree on that?
I feel like I don't want to put words in your mouth, feel like you have a problem with what I said. So what am I saying differently than what you're saying?
I think what I'm hearing you say this, I'm just a listener. You've been in the building, you play for the team. When I hear you say that, I think that you're saying that it was kind of like a schematic thing that he came up with, where he was like, man, let me make sure that my name is known so that, like you're saying, they'll never be forced to, or, you know, they'll.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
But I think Julio's saying it happened organically.
Julio, how did you know, when did you find out how important Howie was to this team after the Chip Kelly era?
When they started winning.
He told you he was important.
But I didn't need to tell me. I watched the roster.
That's what I'm saying. When he became that person that started being more personable, start doing those interviews, start putting himself in the forefront.
No, they won.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And then you started hearing stories about how Howie moved.
Well, I think it only benefits him if he's media friendly, right? So he's media friendly. I mean, that's
the point that I'm making.
But I also think, yeah, and
that's
Julio,
not
good
the
phone call.
Ultimate reason.
No,
I also think there's something. He has tenure. Like, if you're going to go to a guy for a quote or a story, and you're a reporter, GMs, they turn over all the time, right? They last for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Howie's been in this position for a long time, so I think. Of course he's.
I mean, that's part of it,
yeah,
too.
Of course he's going to be the more of a voice of it. Like, most of the GMs, you're right, we can't name, because some of them have been in place for 10 minutes, right? He's been in his spot for 15 years and before that in the organization. Let me give you an analogy and why I think we just see it a little different. Like, when people think of, our listeners think of, who's the face of WIP?
I mean, Angelo, I don't know. Guitard.
Angelo was, right? He's not here
okay,
anymore.
Okay, who's the face now?
I don't know. Everyone probably has a different opinion. You could pick whoever you want. My point is, If I wanted to, I could be really loud off the mic and try to get attention for myself. When I'm not on the mic, when we're not doing our show, I don't really do that. I just go about my day-to-day, and if I see people, I talk. But I don't, like, go out there and try to be a spectacle everywhere I go to get attention. That's not who I am when we're not on the air, right? I could if I wanted to, but really the performance of our show would dictate what people thought about me and our show.
Yeah.
If people listened and they enjoyed the show, then they're going to listen and enjoy the show. It really wouldn't move the needle if I went out there and made a scene off the air. You see what I mean? Like, I think this is because he's performed. That's why he's looked at that way. That's why they're cheering his name at the stadium, because we look at him as important as the players.
Okay.
And that's my view on it. I think he's as important as some of these players.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think Kyle sees it similar to I do.
Yeah. Especially in this city, right, you have to... You can't just talk the talk. Like, you have to walk the walk. Because if you only talk the talk, then you're not going to get that amount of respect. Like, people know what they're seeing. So, like, while Howie might be personable and he might be, like, media guy, and he's more friendly than I think a lot of other general managers in football, like, what has won the fan base over was the winning. I mean, even after they won in 2017, people are still saying they wanted them fired. Like, it's the performance that matters. No matter how much Howie talks or how nice he is, like, they need to see you perform. Yeah. That's what I think it ultimately comes down to.
Yeah, and the whole thing won't work if they stop winning. I mean, like, Kyle said it, right? There was a sign across the street from where we do our show now. Fire Howie in 2020. That was 2 years, 3 years after their first Super Bowl.
I mean, let's be honest. Who is, like, the most talkative voice in the NFL right now? It's probably, like, Jerry Jones. But they haven't won anything in 30 years. So everyone thinks he's a moron.
It's true. It's true, yeah.
And I mean, even at their height, Jerry injected himself into the fabric of the Dallas Cowboys.
And look at him now.
And he lost his coach because of that.
He did. Now, I would say back then, when there was no salary cap, he was more important, right? Because he paid for players that most people wouldn't pay for.
He was the face of the print. When they did the whole Pepsi thing, when they branded the whole stadium,
yeah,
he was the guy that people, you know, looked at as the face of the Dallas Cowboys.
He was. And unfortunately for them, he still is. He still is the face. All right, so don't forget, see Joe Conklin at Parks Casino Street Road in Bensalem on Thursday, August 21st. Joe welcomes Ian Lara. Get tickets at joeconklin.com. Joeconklin.com. All right, let's grab Andy in Westchester, who, of course, already has his spot in the WIP Midday Show Fantasy League as the returning champ. Andy, what's up?
How sad is it that I'd rather see Andy from Deptford in the league than Aaron?
Wow. Yeah, it says a lot. It says a lot. It really does. Aaron is having a tougher week than he realizes. I mean, the more I hear from people, and I'm getting messages, don't let Aaron in the league. Please don't let Aaron in the league.
Are you getting those messages?
Yeah, yeah. And these are from people that probably won't even be in the league themselves. I mean, there's only so many spots available.
They just don't want Aaron to succeed.
Right, and I think they're hoping Aaron, you know, doesn't make it in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I really could care less about him up till now, but, you know, he really, really got me when he called me Randy. I mean, I've never been stung so hard in my life.
Tough.
So yeah, so I'm not, because I'm not the guy that's hated on every show, but anyway.
No, I would say of our more frequent callers, I feel like you
are more beloved.
Yeah, or you don't catch the
ire.
You don't catch the ire from other callers. I feel like you're a respected caller, Andy, not a villain like some others.
I mean, the host. I hear Spike say he's the most annoying caller. Like every show says he's the most annoying caller. I never thought much of him until, you know, Kyle pointed it out. And like I said, Kyle's my most trusted advisor.
When Kyle said that yesterday, I kind of picked up what Kyle was putting down.
Kyle was early to being angry at Aaron, and now all of us are catching on. I just think he's the biggest fraud caller. Because, you know, he tells me Jalen Hurts is the second-best quarterback, but then Tanner McKee could win 13 games. I mean, you can't do that.
So, yeah, Kyle, rig that thing.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
We might have to. All right, Andy, what do you feel on the Phils?
I took the pledge, but I still don't give them a clean slate because it's, we always come back to the girlfriend that cheated on you that you took back. I'm happy they're doing well. I think right now, Jalen Hurts put it the best last year when he was talking about beating the Steelers. He's like, is that what you all wanted to see? Yes, this is what we wanted to see. You don't have to brag about it. Just keep doing it. So if they've managed to pull what they've been pulling the last several years, then, yeah, there's no clean slate.
Well, you know, here's what the reality is. And Andy, good phone call. If they go out early in the postseason, we'll unfortunately add this to all the slates as we enter next season.
It's gonna be bad.
But as far as right now, the slate is clean down the stretch of August and September into October. What's the thing positive here?
No, we are.
World Series parade.
The Debbie Downer Douglas.
Unreal.
Typical.
All right. Speaking of thinking positive, let's check in with you people, see what they're up to today.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
And it's brought to you by New Jersey Human Services. The time you spend with friends and loved ones are the best. Make sure you stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks at stayinthepic.nj.gov. We got a special delivery today, boys. You people t-shirts.
Really?
So
ooh, take a picture. I want to see what they are.
So shout out to Steve. I waited for you guys to open them up. We'll open them up and we'll all wear them when you guys get back here. Yep.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate that for the UP. Yep. Is it Steve you said?
Yes, Steve.
And so awesome.
That's
thank you, Steve.
Those are the pleasantries now that they're out of the way. Before the show even started, hashtag fire Joe and Kyle.
Okay.
Yep.
Fire Joe and Kyle for what?
No.
What would we do?
He was the only good guy around here.
Today I said, give the Phillies a clean slate. They can win the World Series.
Yeah.
Howie Roseman is great, and Jalen Hurts is only a top 10.
This was before the show started.
I know. I'm just telling you, like, this is what I was about to say as they want to be fired.
Turned.
Mm-hmm. And then when the show did start and Joe said that he's wiping the slate clean, Joe is just rage baiting again.
I don't see the correlation.
I don't think people know what rage bait
is. No.
I don't think they actually know what clickbait is. I think there's these phrases that people see other people say and they repeat them. Yeah, like what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Rage bait.
Yep.
Trying to get Hugh Douglas to give the Phillies a clean slate.
It's unbelievable. But Joe, you rage baiting. Right. You are also just mad, Joe, that Hurts is better at football than Bryce Harper is at baseball.
I'm not mad.
I don't.
He's better probably in the moment. Bryce has not had a great season. No, Bryce has bounced back.
Yeah, I just don't think
Bryce has
true,
had a better career. I'm sorry for that offense, people.
People were appalled at Hugh Douglas's earlier comment saying fans are idiots. That wasn't nice.
I'm pretty sure. Because I said with all due respect, y'all can't get mad.
Well, they did get mad. They said, take that back right now, Hugh. This is your chance. Take it back.
Okay, I'll take it back.
Wow. I'm surprised.
It's kind of easy.
I mean, all right. The show is almost
over. Well, that makes the rest of these sting a little bit more after you did take it back. With all due respect, you go to hell.
I respect that.
Can't get mad.
These people, man. Yep. Can't get mad at that. He said with all due respect.
Think all that pumpkin spice is getting to you. That
pumpkin spice
bacon.
Hey, man, yep. Listen, I'm here to tell you, pumpkin spice bacon, mm-hmm. That's the lick.
I told Hugh on one of the breaks, he's clearly doesn't realize yet, but he's becoming a pumpkin spice guy. And in a couple weeks when it rolls out, I'm bringing him a pumpkin spice latte.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, just have it.
The bacon was good, though. It had that sweet, tangy pumpkin.
Well, I mean, those flavors go together. It's like the cinnamon. Yeah, it's all good.
Cinnamon.
Live your truth somewhere else, Hugh. This is why you got cut from the Jags and fired by ESPN. It's a low blow, dude.
Well, technically, I got fired for threatening one of my coworkers. But that one fits.
Yep.
It's actually pretty spot on because one of the Hugh Douglas trivia questions we didn't get to today is true or false, Hugh was fired wearing a suit. And
of course,
we know the answer is true.
Yep. You people posted their own trivia question here. Hugh Douglas's biggest fear is A, wolf eels, B, commitment, C, accountability, or D, all of the above.
D.
All of the above.
That person that does that, that's mean. Mm-hmm. That's just so mean.
That means it hit. That means you nailed him.
Last one here. Every time Hugh gives a bad take, his beard gets a little bit grayer.
That was not a bad take. That was fire.
It's like the end of It's a Wonderful Life. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. Yeah. Every time Hugh gives a bad take.
It's Pinocchio for Hugh Douglas. Like, bad take, the beard gets grayer.
I can't stand
Pinocchio Douglas over here? That's one.
That was great.
Add that to the list for next year.
Love you guys.
Is that made Rod Geppetto?
I can't wait to wear my shirt, though.
Oh, the You People shirt?
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's, you know... I never know how to transition to Cowboy Jim. Let's get it out of the way. Okay, maybe you can make up for all the things you've said today by ripping Cowboy Jim and not, you know, going soft on it.
What did I say that was so egregious?
You ripped the fans. You showed that you didn't really take the pledge. You got upset at how quarterbacks are evaluated now, which really is, I didn't set this tone.
I didn't get upset. I was just passionate.
Well, no, but you were upset at the idea of how quarterbacks are evaluated compared to back in the day.
They did change the narrative.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you have that. You also ripped Howie again for the second straight day.
I'm living that truth.
Howie take.
I'm going to die on that island. I see what I'm saying, but I don't think I'm explaining it to y'all in the way that y'all understand. Mm-hmm. So that's why
I'm vibrating
on a higher level. I'm vibrating on a different level right now.
It comes across, and I think the last person that called about it, it comes across a little bit throwing cold water on what Howie's
because I have vision.
Well,
I
you're seeing hazy out there. I think that's part of the problem.
It doesn't help that I'm blind.
Because I'm like, wait a minute, is my contact?
You can't see today, everyone, if you want to know how his vision is. Let's go to Cowboy Jim in Jersey. What's up, Jim?
Cowboy Jim?
Jerry Jones vibrates on a different level, okay? And fraud alert.
You can't use my line for Jerry Jones. That's not, no.
And Christopher Middleton, Mr. Leadoff, the Midday Show, Mr. Philly Sports, can't answer a simple question about Hugh Douglas? Fraud. Tomorrow he should be, hey, welcome, fraud from Middletown. And San Diego Charger gets a layup question? What's going on here? Why do you want San Diego Charger or Aaron on so bad?
Well, no one said that Aaron is getting in the league. He simply answered the question right to qualify. That's all. And we're going to pick our winner here, Jim. Do you want a trivia question about Hugh Douglas?
Well, first of all, Hugh, fans are not, they're not dumb. Just non-Cowboy fans are dumb. So, yeah, that's how I look at that. Yeah, sure, give me the question.
I didn't say dumb. I said idiots.
All right, Jim. All right, you know what? Actually, we're running out of time. Sorry about that, Jim. No question for Jim, the Cowboys fan, today. We do need to pick one of the qualifying winners to be actually in our league. So we had quite a few correct answers today. A few duds, I mean, including the idea that Jameis Winston was playing in the 2000 wild card game. But it happens, right? What are you going to do? He's only a kid at that point. All right, Kyle, what do you think? We had quite a few. I was thinking... Was David the one that answered
accidental?
His question with a flat guess?
It was an accident, yeah.
I think we asked David, Hugh played in the league for 10 years, how many double-digit sacks he had, and he guessed 4.
Yeah. Well,
you know what, David? That means you're in the league. You're in.
That's not a bad... Yeah,
David's
job,
in.
Man.
And I also like that Hugh didn't know the correct answer. He would have guessed 5.
I don't know if Hugh knew the answers to half those questions. His
how
own trivia.
You, Kyle.
you know
you,
it's true.
Kyle Quinn. I'm not going to lie. I had to think a little bit.
All right, quickly, as we sign off and out to the afternoon, two quarterbacks were drafted before you went in the 95 draft. Name them.
Kerry Collins. Damn. I know it was one of them was Kerry Collins.
You're going to kick yourself for missing the other one.
I can't think of the other one.
Steve McNair.
I forgot.
Alcorn Steve State, McNair. Air McNair.
Yeah, I am. All right. I knew it was Kerry Collins, though, because, yeah, Penn State.
That's enough for us today. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.